Blog Talk Radio. Hello. Hello, Testy. Okay, welcome to another episode of ISBHP Case for Law Talks presents ISBHP Case. And this is our Saturday, our Sabbath class edition, where we do the Torah reading for the Sabbath. So real quick, I'll get the announcements out of the way, and then we'll go over the announcements. Information on our school locations throughout the country. First and foremost, first, I'll tell you a little bit about Albuquerque, which we'll do that last but not least, right? San Antonio. I'd like to start with San Antonio because ISBHPK actually started in San Antonio, so I'll give you information on them real quick. If you're in the San Antonio area, this is useful information for you. Located at 4219 Center Gate Street, San Antonio, Texas, 78217, and they hold classes there. They're at Interstate 410 and Perrin Vital, just north of the 410 Center Gate Street and Perrin Vital, where they intersect, is where the school was actually located out there. Again, 4219 Center Gate Street, San Antonio, Texas, 78217, if you are in the San Antonio area. Go check those brothers out. Join them. Their class times are Tuesdays and Thursdays, 7 to 10 p.m. in the evenings, and on Fridays from 8 to 11 in the evening. Definitely hit them up. Check them out. They have they also do Spanish and Portuguese classes. The brother Kawakab, who's been out in Guatemala for, I guess, about 20 years now, if I'm not mistaken. He moved to Central America, and he set up a school out there to do the work of the Most High in Central America. He has a Blog Talk Radio edition. Go to the Blog Talk website, which you're probably on now if you haven't called in. You're on the actual website, blogtalkradio.com/Kawakab. That's K-A-W-A-K-A-B. That's his Hebrew name. www.blogtalkradio.com/Kawakab, where he's out there doing the work of the Most High in Central America in Guatemala, in Antigua, Guatemala. He's specific. I believe it's the name of the city. As he's been out there for the past 20 years or so, he's become very fluent in Spanish and also Portuguese. So, therefore, he does Spanish and Portuguese classes in Spanish and Portuguese. And he's got a Facebook page. Hit him up on Facebook. Sorry. Did I get started? Hello. Unmuted when you go to talk. Okay. Testing? I don't hear myself. I don't know if I'm broadcasting. But I'm all right. Okay. So we'll continue on our, we're having some technical difficulties here and there. But we have Kawakab up on this Facebook page. Kawakab Amar. K-A-W-A-K-A-B, and then I'm off K-A-W-A-K-A-B. A little more information on how he's connected with the ISBHPK sort of group. They have a couple of businesses out there in San Antonio that help support work in the ministry out there, help support the schools, bills and whatnot, and also to help the teaching, to further the teaching out there, continue to teach them, rather. And one of the businesses that teach them flavoring is located in three malls out there, Ingram Park Mall, South Park Mall, and Rolling Oaks Mall here in the San Antonio area. You're probably familiar with all the malls. It's located in those three malls, Ingram Park Mall, South Park Mall, and Rolling Oaks Mall. And another business is hit them up, check them out. They have kiosks in each of those malls where they sell the oils and your ketchup bottles, and your latest cologne and perfume fragrances, oil-based. And these brothers just do a phenomenal job out there. I mean, they're in the process of opening up a fourth mall. I'm not sure exactly which one that is, but they're really growing and they're really doing it out there. They're doing some positive words out there for the Most High. Shout out to those guys out there. Another business they have to help support the congregation ministry and out there is called On the Mark. OnTheMarkMoving.com is the website, simply OnTheMarkMoving.com, and they also have a Facebook channel, On The Mark Moving. Simply On The Mark Moving is the Facebook channel. Check them out, hit them up for your for all your relocation needs, commercial, residential, office. They even do storage and recycling. So they're doing it big, and they're very competitive. They'll beat any price in town, and that along with quality work. So definitely for your moving needs, check those brothers out. Again, onthemarkmoving.com. Go to their website, check them out. Their phone number is 505-387-9609. And the brothers out in San Antonio also have a Facebook page called Israel Wear SA. Israel Wear SA. San Antonio. Israel Wear SA. Hit them up on their Facebook page for all your Hebrew Israelite apparel, your fringe, studded up garments, whatever kind of garments you would like made. They can do it. If they don't have it already, give them your measurements, give them your specifics and what you want, and they do it. A wonderful, wonderful, excellent job out there with that. moving on to the another location in Texas, also this location in Houston, so ISDCK Houston. They have a school located at 8524 South Bracewood Boulevard there in Houston, Texas, zip code 77071. And they hold classes there Mondays and Wednesdays from 7 to 9 p.m. in the evening, and on Fridays, an hour earlier, 6 to 9 p.m. And their Sabbath class today, and these are, of course, Texas time is Central Daylight Time right now. So if you're in New Mexico, out here with us, it'd be an hour ahead of us. And then if you're on the East Coast, it'd be an hour back from the East Coast. So it's the Central Daylight Time for these Texas times. Again, Mondays and Wednesdays, 7 to 9 p.m., Fridays an hour earlier, 6 to 9 p.m. Sabbath class, which is today, they do it at 10 a.m. Texas time to approximately 2 p.m. And they have a website. Hit them up, isbhck.org. ISBHK standing for Israelite School of Biblical History and Practical Knowledge. ISBHK.org. YouTube channel, ISBHK Live. Israelite School of Biblical History and Practical Knowledge, once again. Mondays and Wednesdays, you can check out their YouTube. You can check them out live Mondays and Wednesdays from 7 to 9 in the evening, and Saturdays from 10 to 2. Today from 10 to 2 is when they're doing their live YouTube show. Sundays from 2 to 3 in the afternoon, they do a special little deal for the kids. And kindergarten ages and up, called ISBHK Kids, where it's more on a children's level, and they have sisters actually doing the teaching with the children in your typical classroom setting. So definitely check that out. They got those videos archived on YouTube, also on the YouTube channel. And also, if you're a person doesn't have a whole lot of time, you're very busy, you got two or three jobs or whatever, you barely got enough time to sleep, they do a thing called, on YouTube also, called 5 Minutes of Wisdom. Punch this up on YouTube, and you get a little 5 Minutes of Wisdom while you're in the middle of your commute or while you're getting ready in the morning or whatever. Any amount of wisdom is always good. Any amount of wisdom of the Most High is always good and beneficial. So check out 5 Minutes of Wisdom. There's a segment. There are 5 Minutes of Wisdom segments on YouTube also. And Tuesdays at 8:30 in the evening, their local cable channel there in Houston, Comcast Houston Cable Channel 17, they do classes. At that time, too, at that time on the local cable channel there in Houston, which is Channel 17 once again. And if you want to hit them up on the website for that class, you can also go on the web, HMSTV.org, HMSTV.org, which stands for Houston Media Source Television, HMSTV.org. They have a business out there that also supports the work that's being done in Houston, going out in Houston and sustain their school out there. It's called Sweet Ambiance, and they're located in First Colony Mall. Find the kiosk in First Colony Mall there in Sugar Land, Texas, which is the Houston area. If you're in Houston, you're familiar with Sugar Land, so you're also familiar with First Colony Mall. If you're there in that area, hit them up, check them out again for their latest oil-based colognes, colognes, perfumes, fragrances, incense, tear catcher bottles, you name it, they got it. Go check them out. Support the brothers out there. Support the ministry. Support the work. And there's different ways of doing that. And I'm going to give you a little bit more information as far as how you can help further this. And they have a Facebook page called Israel Wear at Everything Israel Wear. Simply Israel Wear at Everything Israel Wear for your latest Hebrew apparel, your garments, fringe, studded up garments, headwear, forearm wear, the cuffs, you name it. They have it. Hit them up on their Facebook page. Check out what they have and what they can make for you. If they don't have it available already, email them at isdhpk@isdhpk.org. And their Wells Fargo account, if you wish to make a donation, is 101-580-6167. Google Wallet, which is called Google Pay Send now, is you can also send monetary donations through there at isdhpk@gmail.com. Again, isdhpk@gmail.com. And questions or comments on the Houston classes, if you're listening in live, you got a question or comment, you want to get involved, text, especially during a live broadcast, you're encouraged more so to text rather than call. Text the priest Quarkus up with your questions at area code 303-557-8979. Again, 303-557-8979. And again, that's for the priest Quarkus up, who has been left in charge of the Houston camp out there, as Priest Kazakia, as some of you may know, is in the process of starting a camp and a congregation out there on the East Coast in the Norfolk, Virginia Beach area. Okay? So shout out to that brother if he's listening. Hey, Most High be with you. Continue to definitely excel and great work that you're doing. Just keep it up. We're behind you. We fully support you, Kazakia. But Priest Kwasizoff has been left in charge of Houston as Priest Kazakia, again, is relocated to the East Coast of Virginia. But let's see. That's pretty much it for Houston. A little bit of information on our Albuquerque camp. Last but not least, ISDHTKABQ where we're broadcasting from now, if you're listening, to us right now, we're broadcasting live out of Albuquerque, New Mexico, in our new school. We've been in this new location for a little over a month now. If you're in the Albuquerque area, please come through. Come join us. 7710 Manal Boulevard Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87110. Closest cross street there, the Manal Boulevard and Pennsylvania. Manal just east of Pennsylvania. We're in that little strip right there. Sweet F. You can't miss it. Check out the sign, ISBCK. And we always put the 12 Tribes sign out there. You really can't miss it. You're cruising down Manal, we're right there. We're of course, broadcasting live on blogtalkradio.com/Meshaba. If you wish to call in, if you're on the website, you need the call-in number. It's area code 646-668-2568. We typically hold the blogtalkradio.com classes. You tune in Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays, 8:30 to 10:30 in the morning, and Saturdays, typically around 10:30, 11 o'clock. We got a little late start today, but we're here. Saturdays, 10:30, typically 10:30 to about 12:30 on Saturdays for our Sabbath classes. And we typically do our Sabbath classes still out of the downtown public library, which is located 501 Copper Avenue Northwest, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87102. Again, that's the downtown public library. Albuquerque natives are more than likely familiar with that location. hit up Priest Meshaba with your text, especially during the live class. Text your questions and or comments rather than call, especially during a live show. Please text Priest Meshaba, area code 210-784-8463. You wish to help further the call, help further the teaching here and donate towards teaching here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. The bank account number that you want to, if you want to make a deposit for, the account number is 190-7020. Not sure the bank, credit union, 190-7020, and the routing number for that is 307-070-050. Again, the account number 190-7020, routing number 307-070-050. Also have a another group of brothers out here that are also doing the work of the Most High. They have a temple open up on the corner of Lomas and San Pedro. I'll tell you a little bit about them. It's the Way of Creation Ancient Temple Number 1, located at 6609 Lomas Boulevard, Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87110. Lomas, just to the east of San Pedro Light. You can't miss them. Go check them out. They have a sign up there. Can't miss them. The brother Ari Ashimar and the brother Dawiyad. Their location is more of a dojo where they do music, drum beating, yoga, meditation, as well as teaching, that kind of thing. And maybe they like to, they do real interesting things. Those brothers like to go on hikes in the mountains and on trails and things like that. And they're more they more so connect with nature as far as, and they like to send up prayers in the mountains and things like that. They do it real neat. I like the things that they do. But also check them out. And Brother Ari Ashimar's number is 505-410-3048. If you have any questions concerning the Way of Creation Ancient Temple Number 1 and the activities they partake and get involved in as far as serving the Most High. And also Brother Dawiyad, area code 205-305-9855. And for your handyman needs, we have Brother Aisha Weissazah, which is also joining us here today for the reading for the Sabbath class here. And Shalom, brother. And you can give them your information also. For all your handyman needs, anything done around the house, whether it be in or inside or outside, of the house, landscaping. You got the repairing of various, I would say, appliances, your AC heating needs, your drywall, you need repairs around the house, things like that. Also, again, maybe the landscaping. If I'm missing anything, please help me fill that in. But all your handyman needs, check out Brother Ice Wife's eye. He can't do it himself. He knows the person. He knows he can point you in the right direction. Hit him up at area code 505-218-4218. That's pretty easy to remember when you put it that way. 505-218-4218. So 218 twice with the 4 in the middle. But that's how I remember it now. So I don't have to always Google that number again. But anyway, with that being said, all the announcements out of the way, all the information on our schools and brothers that are connected with us, with all of these congregations, let's go ahead and get into our Sabbath, the Torah reading, which we typically do every Sabbath. The first thing I want to do is remind people of why we particularly do the Torah reading on the Sabbath. And the first scripture I want to get on that is the book of Numbers 4 and 21. Okay. I was going to pull Acts also, but please, you can get Numbers 4 and 21. You can pull, it's all the words of the Most High. You want to pull that first, go ahead and do that. So we're going to the book of Acts, chapter, forgive me, as I had it written down. I'm thinking it's around chapter 15, I'm sorry. Let me pull it real quick. I believe it's chapter 15. It might be. Let me see. Yeah, go ahead and start here. I appreciate it. So who's Moses, first of all? Moses was the one that the Most High used to lead the children of Israel out of Egyptian captivity. Right? So he's one of the original priests of Israel from the tribe of Levi. So Moses, read that again. So Moses what? So today's the Sabbath, so we're basically picking back up and carrying these traditions on of the past, our tradition, our Israelite traditions of the past. So that's why on the Sabbath we do the Torah reading. We get familiar with the law, statutes, and commandments of the Most High, which is primarily located in the fourth portion of the Bible. So read on. Okay, it might be I also want to get, I believe it's 14 also. I kind of wanted to get something that kind of honed in a little bit more on exactly what we did on the Sabbath. But, okay. That's pretty much that'll be enough. But the reason that we do the four readings on the Sabbath is what I really kind of wanted to hit up on part of my preparation. You want to bring that out? Sorry. Okay. You got an incoming call. You want to get it? Continues the discussion law concerning a suspected wife who could be tested for infidelity by a ritual that involved drinking a goblet of water specially prepared by a priest and saying Amen to a curse upon her if she was guilty of adultery. This is followed by the law of the Nazir, or someone who makes a special vow of consecration for a specific period of time, called the Nazirite vow. During the time of separation, the Nazirite must abstain from consuming any alcohol or grape products, giving up cutting their hair, and not come near a corpse. At the end of the vow period, the Nazirite was required to give offerings at the tabernacle. God then tells Moses to teach Aaron and his sons a special threefold blessing, priestly blessing, to use when they bless the people of Israel. The portion ends with a list of gifts given by the leader of the 12 tribes at the inauguration of the altar at the tabernacle. So that's the end of the synopsis, which is the overview of what we're about to go through. I don't know if anybody wanted to comment on any part of the synopsis, or we can just go ahead and get into the chat and get into the actual readings in the scripture.
Okay, so we'll be starting off in Numbers chapter 4, verse 21.
Yeah, go ahead. 41, okay.
Right, Numbers chapter 4, verse 21. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, take also the sum of the sons of the house of their fathers. Thank you. Any man's wife will die. may it trespass against thee. And a man lie with her, harm thee, and it be hid from the eyes of the host, and be kept close, and she be defiled, and there be no witness against thee, neither she be taken to the matter.
So you went 12, so that's fine. Next reader,
Numbers chapter 5, 14.
Okay. After his reading.
Okay.
So it's about to go into here is if a woman's suspected of committing adultery.
Back up. So at the end of the 4, I want to point out that
was 273 different for that number. So that was one thing to make note of. In addition to that, we see that going into chapter 5 after the numbering, then we had the cleansing, right? The sanctification of the people, separation, and the defiling of them. So we see that the dynamic is that throughout the nation now, there's a method of sanctifying, right? Command the children of Israel that they put out of the camp every leper and everyone that has an issue, whosoever is defiled by the dead. So also the touching of a dead body. So there's this separation taking place within Israel if you're defiled. And sanctification process. Then, and then going down to verse 6, it speaks about speaking to the children of Israel, when a man or woman shall commit any sin that men commit and do a trespass against the Lord, and that person be guilty, then he shall confess their sin. So, see right there, we see the dynamics of sin and then confession, which is. Which he hath done, and he shall recompense. Somebody want to look up that word, recompense, and then also principle. And then it goes down to tell you, it gives a certain amount. It says, and add unto it the fifth part thereof. So that means you got to do more than what offense you committed, which we're going to find out recompense.
I got recompense.
Mm-hmm.
It says, make amends to someone for loss or harm suffered to compensate.
So it says, they shall confess their sin, which they have done, and he shall what?
Make amends to someone for loss or harm suffered or to compensate.
So the loss or harm done or suffered. So he must compensate according to his trespass. Is that all you got on that?
Yeah, it's all.
With the principle.
Principle. A fundamental principle.
Is that P-A-L? Principle or with an E?
Principle.
No, which one? The last two letters.
P-L-E? Yeah, we need P-A-L.
We need the P-A-L principle.
Well, it's a different one.
Yeah, it's a different word. P-A-L. So, principal definition. It says, first in order of importance.
Mm-hmm. So, main. Right, first in order, main, go ahead.
That's pretty, then they have synonyms. Chief, primary, leading.
Okay.
It's pretty simple definition. First in order of importance.
Okay, so it said the recompense for his trespass With the what?
With the first in order of importance, main, chief, primary, leading, first, foremost.
Right, so that means that he can, again, come with it, you know, as they say, half-ass or bring a portion. When he gets ready to bring the portion, he has to bring the chief, the first part, and make sure that he does it right away and recompenses it, and then add unto it a fifth part and give it to him against whom he's trespassed. Right? So then it goes on to in verse 8, it says, but if a man have no kinsman to recompense, so this shows that it could be something where it was death or loss of life, or the individual who needs to be recompensed, right? Maybe what needs to be given, it could be also need to be distributed to the rest of the kinsmen. But if he has no kinsmen, if a man has no kinsmen to recompense the trespass unto, let the trespass be recompensed unto the Lord, even unto the priest. So that shows also too that the priest stands in what? The service of the Most High. So when it says giving it to the Lord, then it's given to the priest. And then besides the ram for the atonement, whereby an atonement shall be made for him. Somebody got atonement?
Get that real quick. Atonement. I have reparation for a wrong or injury. Reparation for expiation for sin. Payment for wrongdoing. In religion, payment, reparation or payment for sin.
Right. I'm going to look up reconcile.
To compensate.
Okay.
For wrong, compensate for an injury or wrongdoing or offense. Example, atonement for sin.
All right. So at that point, they give it to the priest as the ram of the atonement, whereby an atonement shall be made. At that point, there's a reconciliation. It says after enmity or conflict. Satisfaction or reparation made by giving the equivalent for an injury or by doing a suffering that would be satisfaction for offense or injury. So showing right there. So that's recompense, atonement, and principle. So now where are we at? Okay, so
we could start at 12.
So the
because it kind of that begins this point. Well, you're supposed to read up to 12 because if you could start at 12, that would it would make sense. Actually 11. Mm-hmm.
But if thou hast gone aside to another instead of thy husband, and if thou defiled some man and have made him beside thy husband, and the priest hath gone to the woman with his own curse, and the priest hath said unto the woman, Lord, make thee a curse with his own woman, and the Lord God hath made thy husband.
Yes, let me. Getting this to it, right, that there's an actual water, a bitter water that the woman that's suspected of infidelity or suspected of adultery, that she drinks. And if she's guilty of it, the belly will swell and the thigh will get a rottenness in it. If I read it, because it seemed like that was going to happen regardless, and then something else happened after that to prove whether or not she's guilty of it. Or is it that happens if she's guilty, but that don't happen if she's not guilty? Okay. Okay. I just wanted to make sure. Interesting. There's a way even back then you can find out if the man suspects that. If the spirit of jealousy is on him because he feels like his wife is on that. That's interesting. That's all. If anybody else want to bring something out on this.
So also, this is showing too that there's a method, and I think she definitely looking at the key points in here that stands out to me is that verse 14 talks about the spirit of jealousy. And that spirit of jealousy comes over a husband. At that point, he doesn't know whether or not she's guilty, right? And then it tells us above, it says, if a man's wife goes aside and commit a trespass against him, it says, and a man lieth her carnally, and it be hid from the eyes of her husband, and be kept closed, and she be defiled, and there be no witnesses against her. So there's nobody who could tell or give the account, neither she be taken with the man. So it says, and the spirit of jealousy come upon him, and he be jealous of his wife, and she be defiled, or the spirit of jealousy come upon him, and he be jealous of his wife, and she be not defiled. So at that point, and showing you, he just has the spirit of jealousy. Either he can know that she's actually defiled, and some method, meaning that he thinks that he knows something, but doesn't have any witnesses, or there could, you know, because he could have some clues that is enough suspicion to create jealousy, or he could be jealous and she not even be guilty because she's not defiled, but he doesn't know. So at that point, when a man's jealous over his wife, what usually happens? I think Proverbs 6. Proverbs 6 and 34, what does it say?
For jealousy is a rage of a man.
Right. Mm-hmm. So at that point, he's going to get raised. And what does that usually come?
Anger.
Mm-hmm. See, in the mm-hmm. day of vengeance. So at that point, he wants vengeance. But there's no proof. It's just suspicion.
He could be overreacting.
Right. He could be right or he could be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And then if he reacts, like it says in Proverbs, then what do we call that today? Domestic violence, right?
Right.
So this is showing us that this is the method. Before, when you get jealous, you need to come before somebody. And in this case, you know, it's the priest. And then when you come before the priest is actually going to bring it before who?
Yeah.
What does it say? It says that it's going to bring it before the Most High. Because there is no witnesses. There's no, but right?
Right. Right.
So at this point, it's showing you that who brings about the judgment?
The Most High.
The Most High. And who brings about the vengeance? The Most High.
The Most High.
Well, so the priest is representing the Most High. Remember mm-hmm. earlier we read that it should be unto the priest of the Most, right? So the priests are representing the Most High. So at that point, when they give the water, the bitter water, then that's the Most High's judgment. You drink this, and then we're going to see the outcome. Only the Most High can make that outcome and be determined, right?
Just like
right. It says that the priest would be given unto the Most High. So that tribe is. The represent, or in this point and that we're reading, the priest is literally standing in as the place of the Most High. So they're doing that administration. So at that point, it's like the Most High has given her the bitter water to drink. Now at that point, what is it? What's going on with the man? He comes in jealous. He comes to the priest. He knows that the priest represent who?
The Most High.
Right. So yeah. Since the priest represent the Most High, now what should start working in him? He's jealous. What should start working in him?
What should, because of jealous spirit? Rage. Or actually relief.
What did you say? Or at least some type. Because if he actually is trusting in the Most High, and trusting in the Most High is what? Law. His method. Right. Right. He got right. Now he's giving it up to who?
Mm-hmm. Relief.
Right. So that's like how they say, give it to God, right? Right.
That's
right. Yeah. This is what we're seeing here, right?
Put it in God's hands.
Right. Put it in God's hands. So at that point, right, we can see where it's coming from, mm-hmm. right? So now they have instead of an earthen cup, right? A cup, a vessel of bitter water.
Yeah.
So now.
So we had a way, in other words, of what's so common today, the domestic violence, that back when we were following the laws, it was a way to deal with that so it didn't get to that
exactly.
point. That it gets to today. We don't
right.
use this no more, so it always goes there today.
Right.
This is what's wrong with our this
right.
another thing that's wrong with the way we operate today as a nation.
Right.
But back then we had answers.
Right.
We had the Most High, we had a
method.
Procedures.
Exactly. Procedures, right, guidelines. And so at that point we go to the Most High about it. So now even too on that same point, and it's interesting, you know, and I'm glad that you brought that up, because one of the things that, you know, that I always point out and try to get people to understand is that in the same method or methodology, we may not know who the priests are, but we're seeing that the priests were between the ages of what? 30 and 50, right? So that would constitute what we call the day of what? Or adults, there's one more, our parents. So if I have a woman, I get mad, and then the other, I'm gonna go to her
okay.
father, and I'm gonna be like, listen, I got the spirit of jealousy. He's like, man, you know, I don't know. The point is that maybe he can't deliver the water of bitterness. Maybe he can't. Maybe he's not, right? But when I go to him, what am I doing? I'm getting the spirit of jealousy. I'm getting it out, right? This is showing is that I'm trying to abate my what? What does it say in Proverbs?
The rage.
What it? Right. It said that. So at that point, I'm trying to abate the rage because it's building up in me,
mm-hmm.
right? And what is that? Where is that coming from? Because at that point, it's just a suspicion.
Spirit, right.
Right, that jealousy. So it's creating something in me. So these are manners of, you know, putting what could become evil at home, domestic violence, the rage, right? It keeps it from going to that point.
Yeah.
Right. So the same thing. Get man, woman, woman gets mad to avoid that domestic violence. You go to elders. You go, you know, in counsel. You go, even if that person maybe doesn't have, you know, father and mother.
Right.
Maybe they passed away. Maybe they never knew him or something. So now you, these are methods and channels that we were shown to take some step to keep from what? Getting raped, going into domestic violence, taking matters into your own hands, vengeance, right? And then what happens? You end up finding out maybe you're wrong. Now what's the problem? Yeah, you. Mm-hmm. Now your judgment is about to come upon you, right? For false accusation or false judgment. So that's why it's important for us to look at it and see that we need to trust in who?
The Most High.
We need to give it to the Most High and say, okay, this is going to be my decision. Now, even today, if we feel like that, we feel that spirit of jealousy, then what's some of the things that we can do?
Go okay, to
we talked about those different things. What if you're so at the moment you're suspicious because maybe you smell something, you thought you read something on her phone, right? Let's bring it up to modern day.
Right.
You know, you thought that she did something, you know, inconspicuous or kind of private or hidden.
And now you want to, you know, that spirit, because of hearsay.
Yeah.
That spirit of jealousy.
Creating jealousy, right.
Rising up in you.
Right.
You
so. Social media. Like using the example that you just used, and you said modern day, and you walked it up to the point to where like she actually is guilty.
Yeah.
So again, this is really important because one of the things that we do is the first thing that we're looking at is what the person on trial, right? Now one of the things that's really really important, and I didn't get a chance to go into the New Testament, but I'm sure it's going to bring it out. This one of the things about the New Testament, and matter of fact. Let's just read one scripture, 2 Corinthians 10, 6-6. Because we're looking at the person on trial, and fair enough. And this is one of the things why you have to get your jealousy and your vengeance under check. You got to literally put it at, because so that's what the Most High is showing. He's like, listen, bring it to me. Trust me. Trust me. Trust me. I got this. Trust me. You think they're going to get away with something? Trust me. Man, please. So we talk like that because we're going to do something about it, right? And then you're adding sin to sin. So this is what it's showing us is that the Most High, so read that real quick. Wait a minute. First, we're ready to do something. I got you. Wait a minute. No, you're under the spirit. Spirit of what? What is this? What is
jealousy?
Right, but a spirit of influence. Influence. You're under the influence of. Yeah, you're right. It is the spirit of jealousy. That's what the scripture says. But at that point, you're under a what? Influence. So what do we call that today when you get pulled over and you're under the influence? You're intoxicated. You're intoxicated. And then Revelation tells us about what? That the people are drunk with what? The wine of her fornication. So under the, you're right there. You're intoxicated. So are you even thinking clear?
No.
Well, I mean, maybe. You don't know. Because, and I shouldn't say maybe. What I'm saying is that your suspicion is, yeah, it's cloudy. You're not sure. You have